This is David Mayo, and you're listening to Bobcat Radio on 89.9 KTSW.
Thank you very much, David Mayo. I'm your host, Evan. I'm up here in the studio with Ryan and my man, Kirk. We have a terrific wrap-up show for you as we're going to talk about the NFL. And how about David Mayo? 12 tackles this week. He had 25 last week.
21.
21. So
he's just been an animal.
Tearing it up. Let's talk about the Giants. Three, count them. Three wins in a row. They just beat the Falcons 30-20. They're now sitting there, Kirk, with a little bit, and I like to say a little swagger with Eli Manning. Are these the Giants coming hot in week five now?
You know, I'm not sold on them yet. I mean, they've played well. They've ran the ball well, which is really the main thing. And I think that they're in a tough division this year. You know, the Cowboys are playing pretty good. So I'm not sold on them yet. The Cowboys, I think, I mean, you hate to say it. I'm from Dallas, and I guess I'm a Cowboys fan, you could say.
We're talking Cowboys already?
Yeah, and so I'm guessing that the Giants just don't have enough. That defense isn't very good, and the secondary is weak. But I like the offense. They have a good. They finally have a stud running back in Rashard Jennings, and the backup, Andre Williams, played well. So
I think he's going to be a great running back in the NFL. He had an outstanding career at Boston College.
Yeah, I think the Giants have a shot at a wild card, actually. I don't think they can win the division, but the wild card is definitely something they could get into.
That's a bold statement.
Talk about the biggest game in the state of Texas this Sunday as the Dallas Cowboys hosted the Houston. No, they were at Houston, weren't they?
No, they were
at Dallas. It was at Jerry's World. They hosted the Houston Texans. And what a game where I thought both teams were going to lose. I thought they were both going to end up with a loss on the score sheet.
A tie.
The Cowboys' defense, unknown names becoming known, huh?
Yeah, Scandrick played good. He got that nice interception on the left side as he just jumped the route on a bad throw by Fitzpatrick.
If I were to tell you the Dallas Cowboys would have the same record as the Denver Broncos in Week 5, would you have said I was crazy?
Yeah, I would have said that. That's probably the boldest statement I've heard in sports.
Better. They've got one more win. The Broncos are 3-1. How about them Cowboys?
Cowboys are the best team. Have the best record in the
NFC.
NFC.
That's unbelievable.
NFC East leaders right there.
The way that Tony Romo shook off J.J. Watt, I think, was the epitome of the game.
That was a nice play. I've never seen a quarterback do that. I mean, J.J. Watt's probably one of the sure tacklers in the game, and he spun a 35-year-old, two back surgeries in the past, like, 3 years, spinning away from J.J. Watt. That's a good sign for Cowboys.
How about Tony Romo's overtime throw to Dez Bryant there? Say it with your chest, son. That's a man's catch.
That was a man's catch. But the thing is, they're playing great, but it's the regular season. The question for me with Tony Romo comes in the playoffs. We've seen his playoff history, and we know it's not one that's highly decorated.
Let's talk about Andrew Luck's Colts, as they now have won 3 in a row. The Ravens just dropped a game after beating Steve Smith's old team, the Panthers, last week, who actually got a win. Andrew Luck's sitting there at 3-2. If you were like me and you saw him start at 0-2, you weren't that worried. Does this kind of reassure you that he is the best quarterback? I think he's the best out there right now.
I don't know. I still think that Aaron Rodgers is the best quarterback, just in my opinion. Aaron Rodgers, you know, he's the most accurate quarterback, I think, with the best arm. And he's turned the ship around just like Andrew Luck is with the Colts. But I think Andrew Luck, I mean, I was never worried about Andrew Luck and the Colts. I mean, they were always going to be good, and the fact that they did that, the fact that they're winning 3 in a row is not surprising me.
I disagree. I think Andrew Luck is better than Aaron Rodgers. I think especially you look how early he is in his career.
He's double-digit wins every season.
Every
season.
Since
he's been in the NFL.
No team has ever come back from 0-2 and make it to the playoffs, and I think Andrew Luck is breaking history this year.
A couple of teams have.
I think it was like a 15% chance that if you're 0-2,
I mean, if you start 0-2, you might as well start thinking about next season. The San Diego Chargers, they're 4-1, kind of a shocker.
I think they're going to be good this year.
Me too. I agree with that.
You think Philip Rivers going to the playoffs last year, he tasted it. He got a little lick.
They just got in last year. You know what? You know this team kind of reminds me of? They remind me of the Seahawks. Remember when they just snuck in and upset the Saints?
And they upset the Saints with a 7-9 record and the Marshawn Lynch run? Yeah, that
they
was nasty.
They kind of remind me of them. They have a good – San Diego Chargers have a good defense, man. They have a really good defense.
And they have a talented offense.
Yeah. And Phillip Rivers is playing maybe the MVP right now. I mean, he's playing really well.
Peyton Manning's my MVP.
I don't know. You expect –
Again,
know.
You're going to give it to him again. Seahawks, Redskins tonight. We're doing picks. Who you got?
Is that a question?
Seahawks.
Yeah.
Colts, Texans, we're doing week...
Thursday night. That'll be a good game.
Week 6 picks right here. I think the Colts and the Texans...
AFC South.
Texans are about to drop another game. Two in a row, baby.
I have to agree with that one.
Colts, I mean, that's... Colts, easy pick.
Steelers, Browns.
I'm going with the Browns.
I think the Browns are going to make it 3-2, and Warren's going to be coming into the studio on Monday with the pep on his step.
I think it's the Steelers. You can't. The Steelers are just they got the quarterback. Ben Roethlisberger knows how to win, and they have a great running back and Le'Veon Bell. And the Browns don't have a good defense. Run defense. I think Steelers take that.
Patriots, Bills. The Patriots blew their team out of the water in
Cincinnati.
Yeah, they're on to Cincinnati, and they beat them plenty.
Cincinnati was undefeated.
Something about the Patriots and coming off losses, they have to. I wish I had the stat on me, but it seems like every time they come off of a loss, they always come back and win.
And then your Panthers are now 3-2. They had a big win last week. They're taking on the Bengals. Is Cam Newton going to start to feel a little better? Is he going to start to shoot and shake his way to a couple more wins?
I think the Bengals are too talented. I think the Panthers have a solid team, but the Bengals. Defense is really good, and Andy Dalton's been playing. Well, he didn't play so good last night, actually, but I think the Bengals will take it.
Yeah, I like the Bengals' defense. They're pretty talented. Probably, I still think they're one of the most complete teams in the NFL, despite the loss last night. Look out for the Bengals.
Jags, Titans.
Neither.
Neither, huh? The 1-4 Titans taking on the 0-5 Jags.
I'm going to take the Jaguars.
Jaguars, Packers, Dolphins. Packers.